Yo, 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 we are back in here with another Motivational Monday. I got my sidekick Dawson and our side piece Mitch here for another special event of motivation. Today we are talking about Mitch.
Oh, we're going to talk about today. Fuck. What were we going to talk about? I'm so sorry.
There was two topics.
I'm so sorry. There's two topics.
Comparison
is the thief of joy. And don't let perfection be the enemy of good.
All right.
Okay. I think this was enough where we needed to just tie the two together, because I don't know if I can go off on either one of them for a half hour, but we can definitely tie them in together.
We'll figure it out.
When I say comparison is the thief of joy, in my head what I think is it's very easy for me to look at Dawson and be very jealous of
thighs.
Why the fuck aren't my legs absolutely massive?
I have good chest genetics too, Kane. It's always a lie. No.
So don't let that steal your joy. Don't get down on yourself about that, and instead use that as a motivation to be better. Instead of comparing yourself to someone in a negative way, compare yourself to someone in a positive way of having something to work towards and not getting down because you don't have what they have.
I love that. And like social media, tying back, social media is a really big problem with this because A, there's Photoshop. B, there's lighting and angles. C, there's always
filters.
There's always so many different variables. And like, there's been so many times I'll like look at a competitor. I'm like, God, he's fucking massive. And then Desiree will be like, yeah, but he's twice your age. He's got that. He's been in it twice as long as you. Like you can't really compare yourself to that because, you know, I feel like a lot of people just, they don't shed light on like the truth or the reality of it. Mm. And sometimes they can't because it can come out. It can be fake with the filters, the lighting, yeah. All that bullshit.
I was going to say, I'm like, not even in that way of like discrediting them and saying that they haven't earned that, but you haven't earned that yet. So like you can't get down on yourself, you know? You can't get down on yourself for not having something you haven't earned yet.
I like that. I mean, a lot of things that we can do is compare ourselves to other people when, number one, you need to compare yourself to who you were yesterday is what I try to focus on.
Yep.
Because I'm not in competition with you. I'm in competition with who I used to be or what I want to be like, you know? And each and every day, like you said, I want to make sure that I'm showing myself approved to what I think I deserve. You know, if you want it, you go out and get it. Otherwise, nothing's going to be handed to you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then when you focus so much on the Joneses, you know, you're always just going to be stuck in your head, like regret, you know, shame, guilt, you know, and jealousy and stuff like that. And that's going to take away and tie you down from putting in the fucking work, man.
Yeah. And I mean, tying back into a couple episodes ago where I was saying you do have to be your own biggest competitor. And like, then I didn't keep up with the Joneses for that specific reason. I tried not to. Like, if I'm bored and I'm like eating a meal and I want to like, I'll just scroll YouTube. I'm like, that video looks pretty good. Otherwise, I'll watch some dude eat like 60,000 calories in a day. Some like outlandish shit. But like, in terms of trying to keep up with one specific person and be like, oh my God. And like, for example, for the longest time, I was like that with C-Bum. Mm-hmm. And I was just
C-Bum's
like,
a beast.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. But now it's to the point of like, just the way he carries himself too is extremely humble and all that aspect. And I admire just more than physique aspect. I admire the fact like the way he carries himself in his relationship and life and things like that. But you can't like specifically look at one person and be like, that's what I want to look like. That's what I want to be. I'm trying to like, you got to be just locked in with yourself.
You got to be yourself in. And you can't compare yourself in a negative way to someone who's done the work to get to where they are. It's not even like just with bodybuilding, working on anything like that. Social media is terrible with the money thing. How many social media influencers are these multimillionaire, these huge, huge personalities that have shitloads of money and sports cars and houses and stuff like that? Everyone gets so down on themselves because they're not rich.
A lot of the
motherfucker, do the work to get rich. If that's what you want, then go get it.
Grind.
Well, a lot of the times too, it could be a brand deal. The brand pretty much
exactly.
They could rent a car. You know
exactly. Yeah. Or it could be, you know, obviously they're influencers. They're playing a character. You didn't see the 10 years of hard work it took them to get the fucking money. So don't get down on yourself and say like, oh, they don't fucking deserve it because you don't know what they went through to get it.
What's that saying that everybody says or whatever? You don't see what everybody's doing in private to get what they do and or how
to see. You only see what they're doing in public. You don't get to see the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause that's not marketable.
And
the work isn't marketable. Right. No one sees that because why would I show me at work every day when I can show a picture of the car that I bought with the money that I made?
Actions speak louder.
Cause you're showing the results, man.
Exactly.
We're just showing the fucking results. We're not telling you what we're doing or how we're doing it or whatever. You just see my results from the work that we put in. You
know so it's super easy to compare yourself to like a David Dobrik, who's this multi-millionaire, but like you didn't see what it took for him to get the money.
Yeah,
you know, you don't know where he came from. Yeah. You don't know what he did to get there. So
and
you can't get down on yourself for not being fucking rich or not being jacked or anything if you haven't put in the time and the effort to do it.
You haven't even I don't want to say been allowed to put in the time, but like, yeah, you just started, and this motherfucker's been at it for 12 years.
Exactly.
Like, you got to take a step back and be like, I'm going to be twice as far in 12 years because I have more knowledge now going into mm-hmm. it. I have like more of a set plan going into it. Like, cause you got to think like it could even be a mentor. They went through all the trials and tribulations and all that shit in the beginning. And now they're giving you the knowledge that they've learned over the course of 12 years. And then that can further excel you. So you can take a step back and look and be like, okay, in 12 years, I'm going to be even further because I have that knowledge up front right away.
Right.
Yep.
And I think too, instead of looking at it in a negative sense of comparison, look at it as a motivation. You know what I mean? For instance, for me, my guy that I work for, my homeboy Travis Monahan at Homefront Exterior, shout out if you guys need a roof, just hit me up.
Shameless plug.
But no, he started this company about a year ago, and I honestly, in all humility, have never seen anybody that good at sales before in that industry. And before, when I was immature and insecure or whatever, be like, oh, that sucks. I'm not gonna make as many sales as him or whatever. But now it motivates me. Like when he starts getting amped up, I'm like, shit, let's go, dude. Let's, like, you know what I mean? Like, let's get to work. Mm-hmm. And instead of it, I'm comparing myself like he's better than me. I'm learning from him and using that as a motivation to grind harder.
Yeah.
You know,
Cody's one of my biggest motivators. I mean, like a year ago, I had talked to Cody like once in my life. And now we're like, if I don't talk to him every day, shit's weird. And I see the shit that he has. You know, a lot of people might not think it's like anything extravagant, but he's got a fucking beautiful wife and a kid and a house, and he drives a fucking Tesla, and he's got this badass podcast that he shoots with his buddies, and it's like, why the fuck wouldn't I want to be a part of that? Right. Why wouldn't I mean, and he's very good about being like, join me, instead of being like, look at me. He's
See,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Come along for the fucking yeah. ride, dude.
And those are the type of people you really want to surround yourself with.
Absolutely.
Man. The
Absolutely.
Humble people, the helpful people, and just the people that are in a position or a place where you want to be.
That's like, well, you know, if you get in a room with five addicts, you're going to become the sixth addict. But if you get in a room with five millionaires, you're going to become the sixth millionaire. Right. If you surround yourself with the shit that you want, you will be a part of it eventually.
For sure. For yeah, sure.
Product of your environment.
That's yeah. why I'm sitting in here two jack motherfuckers.
If you go to the bar,
it'd be
you're
huge by the
cut.
Time I leave. Yeah, absolutely.
So and what was the other portion of this segment we were talking about? Don't let
perfect be the enemy of good.
Ooh.
You know, don't. You see all this shit online. It's another big thing. You see people and you think that they have a perfect life. And it like a lot of people get down on themselves and get unmotivated and say, God damn it, why can't I have that? When instead you should say, well, what's small things that I can improve? How can I get better? And getting better does not mean that you can't be perfect. It's like, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Well,
of course,
it's hard for me to fucking
of course.
Explain it.
But I actually said something similar to a friend of mine who I'm signing up to start training. In the gym, he's going through all these battles in his life, you know, and I'm not going to put his personal business out there, but he's going through a lot of struggles, you know, and I tell everybody that for me in my life, the number one thing that keeps me grounded and builds my momentum is my lifestyle in the gym, my dieting, my overall health. If you're not healthy, then you're not going to be healthy in other places in your life. If you're drinking every day, if you're eating shit, if you're not sleeping properly, then everything else is going to start falling apart. So I tell him it's one win. You worry about one win today.
Absolutely.
What can I win today? And then you start stacking those wins every day. Yeah. One win after one win after one win. And then pretty soon you're just going to be a fucking wrecking ball. You know what I mean?
Just because you're not perfect doesn't mean that getting better is bad.
No.
There's no other way to get there. It doesn't happen overnight.
It's progression, dude. That's one thing I've definitely learned in my life is that, like we've been talking about all these multimillionaires, they didn't get there overnight, like you said. You know what I mean? It's time after time of failing and getting back up and being a little bit better today than I was yesterday. 6 months, I'm better than I was last year. And now, you know, 10 years later, 5 years later, now I'm pretty much where I wanted to be type shit. You know what I mean?
You don't realize how much failure helps you until you fail enough.
Yeah.
You always like, it's so easy to get down on yourself about fucking up. And then you realize once you get past it, you know, a year in the future, like, man, I wouldn't have made it anywhere if I didn't fuck that up. If I didn't fail, if I didn't get down on myself, I would have never made it past it.
Perspective too. I mean, a lot of people take, say you're at work and you get your ass chewed for doing something wrong. And then in that they show you how to do it right. Some people will be like, oh, I got yelled at work today. No, have the perspective of that was a win because now moving forward, I know what to do right and how to do it.
Yeah.
So I feel like having that perspective and keeping that reality of like, hey, taking everything with a grain of salt, taking everything as good and a learning experience, that's a win. Because a lot of people can be like, well, What am I supposed to look at for my day today? I got yelled at work. I messed that up. So like, how am I supposed to, well, did you learn how to do it right? Did you learn from your mistakes? That's a win. That's a fucking win.
Yeah, it's a, you know, are you going to tuck your tails and be a bitch about it, or are you going to improve yourself because of it? You know, it's one of those things where the benefit of getting yelled at for something is you never have to get yelled at for it again as long as you learned.
Yeah.
If you're not a sponge, then obviously you're not going to make it anywhere, but you gotta be a sponge. You gotta take every bit of knowledge that you can and benefit from even harsh words. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting yelled at as long as you learn from it.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's a damn good thing.
Yeah. And again, it comes down to, you know, how is it going to help you grow? You know, is are you going to allow it to make you or break you, you know? And I think a lot of times too in this world these days, especially as people are overly sensitive, like, oh, I can't believe you talked to me like that. I'm not going to work here anymore. Fuck this place or
the
whatever.
The grass is greener on the other side.
And then you, instead of learning from that trial or tribulation or that failure or that correction, you just cower down and you don't change anything anyway. And then you move on to the next place and you didn't change nothing to begin with.
Or you let your ego come into play and you say, fuck that motherfucker. I was doing it right and he's wrong. And then you keep fucking up and then you keep getting yelled at.
Yep.
Are you teachable?
Yeah, you have to be teachable.
You gotta be teachable, man.
God damn, you gotta be teachable.
You gotta be teachable.
It's the most important skill in life as far as I'm concerned.
That's such a good branch off. Yeah. Are you teachable?
And it takes a lot of patience, dude. You know, like, I am probably one of the most impatient people when it comes to, like, wanting to be where I want to be today and not tomorrow.
It needs to happen. Yesterday.
And some days, dude, I'll be kosher. It'll be fine. Like, I'm fine with the little progress I made today. And then other days, I'll be laying on my bed like, man, like, what am I doing? Why am I laying down? It's 10 o'clock at night. I should be up doing whatever. You know what I mean? But it's learning patience. It's learning to continue to execute each and every day. You know, and for me, man, it helps me a lot to write down my goals that I need to do today. What do I need to win today? What do I need to be better at today? And, you know, just continuously working on little things, man. And it's been so much more peaceful just being okay with giving myself a little grace and in times and in situations, and just knowing that when I put in the work, it's a theory and a serum of life. If it's going to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't not work and put in all the work and put in all the energy and it's just not going to be rewarded. That's just not how it works.
It has to work out, and it always works out. That's something I always say. It always works out, and it has to, because if you wake up every single day and you have a list of non-negotiable things that you're holding yourself to that standard of, and you do that day in and day out, and you are set to it, and your mind is fucking made up, and you're like, hey, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
It's going to fucking work. It has to. Why wouldn't it?
Right.
It has
Absolutely. I'm assuming you're on the same page as me. Is, after learning something, one of the greatest gratifications for me is being able to teach the next
guy. For sure. Dude, I love
that shit.
That's one of my biggest passions, and those are things that I don't even care. Like, that's my purpose, man, and that's how I know it's one of my purposes, because I don't even care if I get paid for it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, going to treatment centers and telling people how I failed and what made me better, or doing my little motivational things that you see on TikToks and stuff. I don't even care if I get paid for that type of stuff, because I know I got a certain few people that really appreciate that stuff, and it helps them, and that makes me feel better throughout the day. That fires me up in the morning. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Even if it's one person,
it doesn't matter.
It's worth every minute of it. If you can teach one person one thing and they really retain that, it is one of the best feelings in the world, especially something that, you know, you've failed on, that you fought through, you learned from it, and then you teach the next guy so he doesn't have to go through the same fight.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, that shit feels so good to be able to teach someone.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, even tying back with what I was saying earlier, like if someone's been at it for 12 years and then you're just getting your feet wet with the deal, and they tell you like, hey, make sure you don't do this, do this, really focus on this. This is going to bring you far. That right there, like, you know, I've these young kids that always come up in the gym and they ask advice. And then sometimes it's like my first episode on when some kids like, what do you think about me hopping on the cycle for 4 weeks? You know, I have dumb questions, but I have like truthful, like, heartfelt like questions that I get to answer, and I love it. Like, I have no fucking problem popping my headphone off. I'm like, what's up? And then they ask me a question. I'll take the time out of my set. It doesn't matter, because I love doing that. Because, tying back, you know, I would spend hours, like 2 a.m, sitting there watching YouTube videos, trying to do the form, record myself, didn't like it, watch the video again, do it again, like hours in the gym, like week in, week out, teaching myself to do that, injury after injury. And so if I'm able to like help that person be better at that without having to suffer all that wasted time. I shouldn't say wasted time, but like that time spent on injuries and trying to figure it out. If you could give them a blueprint to run off of even better and be more efficient, then abso-fucking-lutely I want to do that, yeah. 100%.
That's one of those things where it's almost an instant gratification of, like, before you even answer the fucking question, the fact that they asked you makes you feel so fucking good.
Yeah, yeah, because it's all worth it.
The second you know the answer to their question, before you even say it, you're like, damn, this shit is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Makes every single second worth it. And, yeah, tying with what Kane said, I've been kind of on social media or had a presence for since I started this 8 years. You know, I've been posting Snapchats, Instagrams, just trying to find my direction.
The niche.
Yeah, my niche with it, just trying to hone it in.
Is it niche or niche?
Is it?
I think it's niche. I might be wrong. I don't know.
Is it data or data? I'm just locked in. But it's just, I completely lost my train of thought.
You're trying to find your niche and. That's what you've been doing for the last few years.
Yeah.
Posting videos.
Exactly. Like, I've been doing it for 8 years. I haven't got a single fucking cent from it. I'll do it another 8 years and not get a single fucking cent from it. Because, like, I truly just, like all of us do, truly just love educating, providing knowledge, helping people out, giving them that, like, sense of that joy, that direction. Because at one point, we didn't fucking have that. We didn't have a mentor to sit us down. We didn't have, whether it be a father figure or a parent or whatever, or we had to go to our foremans to teach us specific things because we didn't have like that father figure. Yeah. And like they tell us, hey, dumbass, do this. And then you have to take the good from it. Like we didn't have that. So we get that joy and that gratification from providing that service to other people. And we can sit back, just like you said, and the fact that they come to us about it tells us like, hey, we're at that point where this is all worth it. Like the hard work, the hours, the dedication, like they trust us enough to come to us and be vulnerable and say, hey, like I'm really sucking at this. Can you help me? Especially for like a young man trying to find his footing in this life. Like you got to like take a step back and realize that's so like, you have to be so vulnerable to do that, to go to someone that's obviously substantially better at what you're doing than you are and say, hey, like I'm struggling. I need help. So you have to like really kind of take them under your wing and appreciate that.
And there's days as a young man where you absolutely need that. When you finally get to that vulnerable moment where you need to ask someone for help, you finally put your ego aside. Half the time when you teach someone something, you don't even realize how much it's helping them.
Right.
Yeah. And ties in with what we're saying earlier.
You have no idea like what that could have changed their fucking life on that day. Right.
Yeah, and that can even also help them start inching to be better.
Absolutely. Yep. Dude, yeah.
Help them grow to be, you know, a little bit better than they were yesterday.
I mean, how many days did you have as like a younger dude, you know, your late teens, early 20s, where it's like you just feel like you're fucking burned out and you just can't do it anymore. And someone hits you with a piece of knowledge, makes you laugh, gives you that little bit that just keeps you moving, man. And that's everything.
That's something too that I try to tell a few people that always ask me like, oh, why do you even do it if you're not getting paid type stuff or whatever? It's because that little bit of energy that I put into them, I've seen it how it changed their momentum and that changed my momentum. And like you guys are saying, like I didn't have that stuff growing up. I didn't have that stuff when I was a kid or a teenager and going through all my mess and drugs and everything. Like it was just always people filled with misery, you know?
Absolutely.
So if I could have had somebody to be like, hey man, whatever, let's do this way, it would have changed my life. So I don't want to let anybody else go down that dark path if I have the opportunity to help them out. You know
absolutely
what I mean?
Absolutely.
But do you guys think that there's a balance or a negative of just being okay with being good and compared to shooting for your perfection?
I think it depends on who you are, but I don't think there's ever a negative in trying to better yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever a negative in getting better or being good. You know, if you want to stop at good, then I think eventually it's not good anymore.
Yeah.
But I think the constant bettering yourself is what good is. And I don't think you can ever really reach perfection. I think if you are motivated enough, you're never really going to reach what you consider perfection.
Yeah. I totally believe it. And like tying in with what I've mentioned a few times, it's like sometimes you do have to stop and kind of appreciate where you've came and how you've gotten here and like all that. And I think that's just where you're hanging on that good for a little while, whether it be, you know, you put a fucking progress photo side by side, you take 5 minutes, you're like, damn.
I do that every day.
Yeah. They're like, damn, that five minutes is like you kind of baselining that good.
Yeah.
Or, you know, life keeps throwing little curveballs at you that it's out of your control and you have to, you unfortunately have to kind of put your goals and things like that on the back burner for a little while. So you have to just be okay with being good.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you can, that's where you have to like light that fire under your ass again. You're like, okay, like all fucking gas, no brakes.
I think at a certain point, once you become stagnant, then it's no longer good. Yeah. If you start at good and you get stagnant for too long, good is no longer good and you just have to continue.
And how do you snap out of that? You think if you were somebody that was stuck, stagnant, have you been stagnant?
I've been stuck. I mean, every day. Yeah. It happens all the time. Sometimes you just get down on yourself and you're like, fuck, I did enough today. And then you sit around for 5 minutes and you're like, did you really though?
Yeah. I want to give you your think flowers that, on that. You remember when you Snapchatted me and you told me like you got home late as fuck from work and then you went and you did body weight workouts? Remember that night? You're like, I got home late. I did it
in my driveway. It was 20 degrees out. I was in my driveway.
That when he sent me that snap, I was like, my fucking guy. Like,
right.
Yeah, that shit right there. That's something to be fucking proud of for sure.
And I'm not. I have. There's been days where I've done the opposite of come home and be burned out and been like, I'm not going to do it. I just can't. You know. And I could have. Knowing now, I could have. I was just being a fucking bitch. But you know. And it's all about improvement. It's not about being perfect.
Yeah.
No one is, and no one's ever going
to
be.
To tie kind of back into what I was saying and try to correct it a little bit. I think. Yeah, if you're sitting on good for too long, it can become stagnant, and that's bad. Like that's when like your journey to your goals can become stale. But I think that's where it's very important to have like you could have them written down, or be self aware enough to understand like, hey, I can't control this right now. Like, you know, life threw this tremendous curveball at me. I know that I'm riding the good for a little bit, but I will be back, and I need to hold myself to that fucking standard.
Be back and be better.
100%.
You have to come back and go for more improvement. Otherwise, you're just going to become stagnant. And like, dude, I would straight up like high school to 4 months ago, I was just stagnant. And I rode for so long on the idea that I was 10 pounds lighter than when I graduated high school. I rode on that fucking idea for like 3 years. And then I'm like, motherfucker, you still fat. Quit. What are you doing that for?
Right. Yeah.
It's not impressive anymore. It was cool for like the first 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, to tie it, for an example, when I tore my hamstring, like I took 3 days off the gym and I sat through a little fucking pity party. 3 days later, I got back in. I was hitting chest day. I was trying to get like an arm pump as best I could. I had to take 6 months completely off of legs. And that was me just sitting there understanding like, okay, it's good right now. Am I going to get bigger legs? Are my legs going to grow at all? Fuck no, they're not. But like, I'm just sitting with the good. But once I'm back, I'm going to be better than ever. And that's exactly what the fuck happened, because I kept putting those reminders in place for myself of like, I understand right now I can't go squat. I understand I can't train legs right now, but when I can, I'm going to fucking train like an animal.
That's the problem is when you're in that state of you literally are like physically incapable of doing something, and then you get on social media and you see everyone else is hitting legs and they're getting bigger and they're doing their thing, and it feels so disgusting.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point of this motherfucking Motivational Monday is there's nothing wrong with good as long as you want improvement. You cannot be perfect.
As long as you're gaining towards.
Quit comparing yourself in a negative way and start comparing in a positive
way. And I think there's healthy boundaries with that, and obviously like a negative sense, like you guys are saying. You know, for me, I wake up every day and it's like the pursuit of perfection. How am I going to be better today? You know, but for some people, like that's overwhelming for them where they don't want to do that, and that's fine too. But I think for me, man, like, to continue on, like when I don't know exactly what I'm going to do and just continuously look for other avenues where I can get better or whatever it may be, then that's something that I'm going to do, because I feel like everybody was put on this earth, like I said before, with a specific purpose or a specific reason that they're here for. And I think to continuously like search for that and want to be aiming towards that is very key to your own happiness and your peace. But you know, for me, like when I get stagnant or I get stuck in something, man, then I have to remember like the basics of like what I was doing beforehand in order to be like that passionate about what I was doing before. So for instance, like if I stop going to church and I stop going to meetings and I stop doing like my volunteer work, then I start falling off and like being passionate or whatever. Then I'm like, all right, well, maybe I should start doing these things again that I was inspired by before.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Or doing new things. Taking up knitting or whatever it might be to
shout out my closet knitters.
shout out to the closet knitters. So like I had a conversation with somebody yesterday about this. Like, how do you know what your purpose is? Well, I really don't. You know what I mean? And I don't think a lot of people do. And I think your purpose can change. I think your visions can change and they will evolve and they'll grow. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just because I want to be the best salesman at my company this year, that doesn't mean next year I want to start flipping burgers or whatever. But I'm not going to flip burgers. I can't even eat burgers right now. So, but I mean, you put yourself in more and more positions and eventually you're just going to find out what you're supposed to be doing. I think
that was I had a question, maybe start kind of wrapping this thing up. A question for both you guys is, there's a pretty reoccurring theme through all these Motivational Mondays of don't jump in and immerse yourself and overdo it. What's something like slowly that people could work into on getting better about not comparing yourself, about just being better? How's a way that someone like wake up tomorrow morning, what's something that they could slowly work their way into on how to improve this aspect of their life?
Write down a list of your goals, short term, long term. Write down things that you like about yourself. Write down things you dislike about yourself. Write down everything that you know about yourself, and then just work to achieve it. Don't just sit there and you can read it and remind yourself every single day, but actively do things to be better. And that is a phenomenal start, because at the end of the day, you know exactly what you like and what you don't like about yourself, what your goals are, what you want to achieve, what you're truly good at, and just that's where you need to write those things down. Put it on fucking paper, hang it on the fridge, look at it a couple times a week if you need to remind yourself of it, and start with that.
Yeah.
Because not just because I fucking bodybuild doesn't mean you have to bodybuild and so forth. But but everyone can write down whatever the fuck they have going on, and that can be a phenomenal start, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would definitely agree with that. Health realization and mindfulness, being mindful of what it is that you're doing. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of times we can just coast through life and not even realize that you're comparing yourself, or you're not even feeling insecurities, or you're not even disgruntled by other people. And I think becoming like completely honest with yourself, like, man, dude, I am kind of feeling kind of insecure about this dude or this chick or whatever. And once you realize those faults in yourself, then you can actually start working on them. You know what I mean?
I think self-honesty was the driving factor of what got me started, of quit. I quit telling myself like, I'm going to try and do this. I quit telling myself like, oh, maybe if I did like this one small thing, I immersed myself in, I'm going to do what I want to do. And there is no other option anymore. I have to do it. Like I got my mindset changed to quit attempting things and start doing things.
Yeah.
That was my biggest driving factor.
Yeah. Cause I mean, if people get stressed out with I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, and they're like, well, and then they just fall off. Like, that's why I tell people, write the shit down. So then you have like, okay, where can I start on this list of things that I don't like about myself? And how can I improve this list of things? Because it's right there, instead of your mind going a million miles a minute and this, I want to start here, I want to start on Monday, I want to start, just write the shit down.
And you can pick one thing. You can start as slow as you want.
That's it. Yeah. One thing.
Because even if it's one small little thing, that's still a massive step to improvement. And just making sure like during that you compare yourself to not only you. I mean, obviously, there's going to be people that are better out there, but realizing that and understanding that, but make sure like along your journey that your biggest like competitor is yourself, and your comparison is your growth.
That's it.
Absolutely. I think that's a great, great spot to wrap this fucker
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Like always, do not forget to like, share, subscribe, and get our messages out there, man.
Yeah, send this to your dad.
Send it to your dad.
Roadmaps.
Stay classy.